and in doing so, she propelled herself off and raced to him. He turned and she threw herself into his arms. Blatant as the afternoon sun, she pressed her lips against his. At first, he only stood stone still, then kissed her back. Her heart stopped. She'd passed on to heaven. But then it boomed again, pulsing blood through her veins. Never had she been so alive. Firm hands grasped her shoulders and he pushed her back, peered into her eyes. "I love you, Charlie Nightingale. I've loved you forever and I always will." She hugged him tight and he let her. She spoke softly into his ear. "I do. I love you. Promise you'll come back to me, please. Do not get yourself killed. I don't want to live my life without you. Promise you'll come home." She leaned back a bit. Nodding, he searched her eyes and then put his lips on hers. "Lacey Rose." Charlie leaned out and smiled. "You best go on. We've got to leave, but I do promise you, I won't get killed." As much as she hated to, she retreated. Standing in the yard in front of the big house, her insides as thrilled as they were devastated, she watched the wagons roll along until the last glimpse. Her tears exceeded their boundaries. She fell to her knees, then to the ground, and sobbed, sitting there in the dirt. She loved him with a love deeper and truer than any that had ever been. And he was gone. Why hadn't she told him before? A hand gripped her arm. "Get yourself inside." She looked up and sniffled. Her mother glared, her eyes spit fire. Instead of screaming no, Lacey nodded. "Yes, ma'am." "Dust yourself off. Let me see if you've ruined that dress." "Oh, Ma, please, a little dirt isn't going to hurt nothing." Her mother dragged her to the modest sawboard house John Paul had built for the two of them. Even though all Lacey Rose wanted to do was run into the big house and upstairs to her room where she could cry until Charlie came home. The door closed and her mother turned on her. "What in the world did you think you were doing, young lady? Except I can't imagine that definition befits you right now. Have you and Charlie Nightingale been slipping around behind our backs?" "No, ma'am." "Then why were you two carrying on so?" Her eyes hadn't cooled one bit. "If your grandpa were alive, he'd have skinned your hide and mine too, for allowing my daughter to act like a sporting lady, and right in front of God and everybody. Haven't I told you? I never taught you to act like that. You have embarrassed me to the quick. I am so ashamed." "Mother, all I did was kiss him goodbye. I've loved that man since I can remember, and he's going off to war. He might die, for heaven's sake."
"Don't you swear, Lacey Rose. And Charlie Nightingale is no man. He's only a boy,